Georgia crisis intensifies as president refuses to leave office after rival wins single candidate election. By Breitbart London on December 14, 2024. Tbilisi, Georgia, AP, former soccer player Mikhail Kavalashvili became president of Georgia on Saturday. As the ruling party tightened its grip in what the opposition calls a blow to the country's EU aspirations and a victory for former imperial ruler Russia. Kavalashvili, 53, was the only candidate on the ballot and easily won the vote given the Georgian Dream Party's control of a 300-seat electoral college that replaced direct presidential elections in 2017. It is made up of members of parliament, municipal councils and regional legislatures. Georgian Dream retained control of parliament in the South Caucasus nation in an October 26 election that the opposition alleges was rigged with Moscow's help. Georgia's outgoing president and main pro-Western parties have since boycotted parliamentary sessions and demanded a rerun of the ballot. Georgian Dream has vowed to continue pushing toward EU accession but also wants to reset ties with Russia. In 2008, Russia fought a brief war with Georgia, which led to Moscow's recognition of two breakaway regions as independent, and an increase in the Russian military presence in South Ossetia and Abkhazia. Critics have accused Georgian Dream, established by Bidzina Ivanishvili, a shadowy billionaire who made his fortune in Russia, of becoming increasingly authoritarian and tilted toward Moscow, accusations the ruling party has denied. The party recently pushed through laws similar to those used by the Kremlin to crack down on freedom of speech and LGBTQ+ rights. Pro-Western Salome Zurabichvili has been president since 2018 and has vowed to stay on after her six-year term ends Monday, describing herself as the only legitimate leader until a new election is held. Georgian Dream's decision last month to suspend talks on their country's bid to join the European Union added to the opposition's outrage and galvanized protests. Zurabichvili, 72, was born in France to parents with Georgian roots and had a successful career with the French Foreign Ministry before President Mikhail Saakashvili named her Georgia's top diplomat in 2004. Constitutional changes made the president's job largely ceremonial before Zurabichvili was elected by popular vote with Georgian Dream's support in 2018. She became sharply critical of the ruling party, accusing it of pro-Russia policies, and Georgian Dream unsuccessfully tried to impeach her. "I remain your president, there is no legitimate parliament and thus no legitimate election or inauguration," she has declared on the social network X. "My mandate continues." Speaking to the Associated Press, Zurabichvili rejected government claims that the opposition was fomenting violence. "We are not demanding a revolution," Zurabichvili said. "We are asking for new elections, but in conditions that will ensure that the will of the people will not be misrepresented or stolen again." Georgia has been always resisting Russian influence and will not accept having its vote stolen and its destiny stolen, she said. Zurabichvili called Saturday's vote a provocation and a parody, while a leader of one of Georgia's main opposition parties said it was unconstitutional. Georgi Vishaje of the Unity National Movement Coalition said Zurabichvili is the only legitimate source of power. Prime Minister Irakli Kobakets meanwhile said that Kavalashvili's election will make a significant contribution to strengthening Georgia's statehood and our sovereignty, as well as reducing radicalism and so-called polarization. "The main mission of the presidential institution is to care for the unity of the nation and society," said Kobakets, a former university professor and later chairman of Georgian Dream. Georgian Dream nominated Kavalashvili, mocked for lacking higher education by Georgia's opposition. Some protesters outside Tbilisi's parliament building on Saturday morning brought their own university diplomas while others kicked soccer balls. Kavalashvili was a striker in the Premier League for Manchester City and in several clubs in the Swiss Super League. He was elected to parliament in 2016 on the Georgian Dream ticket and in 2022 co-founded the People's Power political movement, which was allied with Georgian Dream and become known for its strong anti-Western rhetoric. Kavalashvili was one of the authors of a controversial law requiring organizations that receive more than 20% of their funding from abroad to register as pursuing the interest of a foreign power, similar to a Russian law used to discredit organizations critical of the government. The EU, which granted Georgia candidate status in December 2023 on condition that the country meets the bloc's recommendations, put its accession on hold and cut financial support in June following approval of the foreign influence law. Thousands of demonstrators converged on the Parliament building every night after the government announced the suspension of EU accession talks on November 28. Riot police used water cannons and tear gas almost daily to disperse and beat scores of protesters, some of whom threw fireworks at police officers and built barricades on the capital's central boulevard. Hundreds were detained and over 100 treated for injuries. Several journalists were beaten by police, and media workers accused authorities of using thugs to deter people from attending anti-government rallies, which Georgian Dream denies. The crackdown has drawn strong condemnation from the United States and EU officials. Kavalashvili is not elected by us. He is controlled by a puppet government, by Bidzina Ivanishvili, by Putin, protester Sandro Samkaraje said. Another protester waved a sign saying, "We are children of Europe." Demonstrators vowed the rallies would continue. If the government wants to go to Russia, they can go to Russia, because we are not going anywhere. We are staying here, said protester Kato Kaladizashvili.